Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
So one of the things Mo was talking about earlier this morning is like this, the turn off of what Christmas really has turned into, right? And we have been saying this for decades and decades and decades, right? Is Christmas morning really celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, even though Mo crushed us this year and telling us that he wasn't even born in December?
I'd hate that I am like the messenger for all of the people who now realize that Jesus may not have been born on December 25th, but I just found out like everybody else. I didn't know either.
Turns out Jesus was a Pisces.
Going sometime in spring. Some people think April, but they say it's hard to really pinpoint it because obviously it was BC. It was a long time ago.
So it's so over the top now, you know? I mean, how many gifts? We have to match our friends' gifts or family, or our ego is going to be in it. And it's lost the Christmas meaning, right? So Trina here on The Voice Disguiser is wondering, is it even possible to have a practical Christmas anymore? Good morning, Trina.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What's going on?
So my dad is getting my mom new tires for Christmas. And I told him he can't do that. You know, that's not a gift, that's a bill, right? And he said, you know, money's tight, and my mom knows that money's tight. But I don't know, I feel like I'd rather get I'd be so mad if someone just got me an oil change. Oh, I paid your phone bill. I'd rather get something. It doesn't even have to be expensive. Like, give me a card or something that means something, you know? But my dad insists that my mom would love that as a gift. Could he be right? Are there women who are okay with practical gifts like that?
Oh, a practical Christmas. I did see a viral reel recently of parents giving their kids for Christmas. They opened it up and they saw that all of their parking violations had been paid.
Oh.
And that was their Christmas gift.
Oh, that's good.
Honestly, it's a good
gift. That's not a bad gift.
And the kids' faces, they were and the mom is just sitting there like, that's what you get for Christmas. We paid off all your parking violations.
I think it depends, Trina. If you're giving the practical present to somebody that likes practical presents, then you're good to go, right? I mean, some are really going to like tires. They don't want to go over the top. They don't want an Apple Watch. They don't want something they're not going to use. So they would rather not spend the money on tires. And if somebody gives them tires, they'd be excited by that.
But see, I'm not about the amount of money you spend. I'm about the thought that goes into the gift. I'm more about sentimentality.
Right.
There's no sentimentality in a brand new set of tires.
Well, not for you, but for somebody, there might be.
Okay.
Because they would
Michelin man?
They would spend that. But they don't want to spend that money on tires, so they can spend that money on something that they want later on down the road. So if somebody covers the tires, that for them is cool.
Yeah, this kind of feels like when you're a kid and you need something basic like toothpaste, and when you were walking down Publix aisles with your mom, you're like, oh, I really need some toothpaste. They're like, well, add that to your Christmas list. That's going to be a part of your Christmas present. So I think for some people, the practicalness can be a relief, like, oh, you're giving me the gift of not having to worry about this payment. But I do think with Christmas, you need to have some kind of sentimentality with the gift to show that, yes, I'm giving you the gift of practicality, but also, I really care about you, and I want to show you that in some way.
I do get this because it does kind of make me feel like when I was a kid and I would get clothes for school, I felt like that shouldn't be a Christmas gift. I should just get that because I have to go to school. It doesn't feel special. But at the same time, I agree with what Bert said. If you have to spend that money on tires at some point, now you don't have to, and you can use that money to get yourself something better.
Good morning, Mercedes. You're on The Bert Show. Hi.
Hi. Yeah, last year, my parents actually paid for my car payment, and it was really nice.
Yeah, because you don't want to spend that money, right? So if somebody picks up 1 month, you get to do something that you want with that.
Right, and it's about $250.
Okay.
Okay, and then that's $250 that you can spend on something that you actually want.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, like, my niece asked me, like, hey, what do you want for Christmas? I'm like, well, I got this bill. That would be nice.
Yeah, I think you just, I mean, the trick here is to not go ahead and assume that this is a practical person and you give them the gift. I think you have to know that of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they're asking you for one thing and you give them tires, then all of a sudden it's a crappy gift.
Has he ever done this in the past, Trina, given your mom practical gifts?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, 1 year he just, I mean, except it's not that practical. He got her, he got her a waxing kit.
Oh.
A wet kit?
Oh, a waxing kit.
Oh.
That's making a statement.
Another way.
That's making a statement. That's a brave man.
That's making a statement right there. Lindsay, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning. Happy Friday, guys.
You too.
Thank you. So I just wanted to hop in and say, 1 year, my mom gave me this big box full of individually wrapped essentials, like razors, deodorant, makeup wipes, like cotton pads, like all the stuff that you just hate to go to Target or Walmart and buy yourself. It was the best gift. It lasted me like 6 months, and I was like, this is so great. I don't have to go and buy this stuff myself. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think there you go, Trina. I mean, if that's... If the present is for somebody that's asking for practical gifts, then he's good to go. If not, you got some problems.
All right.
She's like, I'm so annoyed.
Thanks for your help.
She did not like that.
Oh, she's so deflated.
Tires.
Yeah.
Deflated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Uh-huh. Go home.
Okay, bye.
The Burt Show.